SBS Radio.
Dear listeners, mostly we hear that our member parliaments and senators go overseas to promote business and other social relationships. But Senator Lisa Singh from Tasmania recently visited India on another special and very personal purpose. We all know one side of Senator Singh from Tasmania, who is passionate about protecting Tasmania's unique way of life, building strong future for working families, as well as promoting diversity and providing opportunity to every person. But today, we are going to talk about Senator Singh's other soft and very personal side, that is about her family's roots in India. Senator Singh, welcome to SBS Punjabi Radio.
Thank you, MP. It's nice to be on your station, and welcome to all your Punjabi listeners.
Recently, you visited India to trace the roots of your family. How exciting. It's very exciting.
It was. It was very exciting to be in my ancestral homeland, India. Of course, I'm a frequent visitor to India and have been there on a number of occasions. But each time I learn a little bit more about my roots. And this time was very special because I got to visit Kolkata.
Yeah.
And that was specifically so I could trace some of my roots of my great-grandparents who left from Calcutta. They, of course, were not from there originally. I have a copy, in fact, of my great-grandfather, Lakshman Singh, his emigration pass that was filled out in Kolkata and shows that he left from Gwalior.
Oh, nice.
In Madhya Pradesh. So he travelled quite a long way. And this is a long time ago in 1902. Of course, we know that the British had the Indentured Labourers Scheme, a scheme which ran from 1834 to 1920, which involved sending Indian labourers, leaving this port in Kolkata and travelling to various British colonies throughout the world to work on different plantations. For my great-grandfather, he was sent to Fiji to work on the sugarcane plantations.
And I know that your grandfather, Ram Jati Singh, was in Fiji Parliament in sometime around 1960s.
That's right.
You are following his footsteps in politics in Australia.
Thank you. Yes, I actually did some of that journey last year. I went to Fiji and went to my grandparents' homeland. My grandparents have passed away now. But the last time I visited my grandparents' homeland, I was 12 years old, Fiji. And yes, Ram Jati Singh was a farmer and a school teacher and also a Member of Parliament in the 1960s and 1970s, and actually was pushing for Fiji's independence, and at that time went to India to visit the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi to receive her support for Fiji's independence. So there's quite a bit of history there.
So it's in your blood. To work for families and work for the independence and the rights of people.
I hope so.
And going back to your recent visit again in Kolkata, what other places did you visit? And did you find any places where your grandparents lived there or any other family members? Did you find anyone?
Look, I didn't. I went specifically to visit this memorial that has been unveiled at the Kidderpur port in Kolkata. It was unveiled by members of the Gopio committee, I think, in 2011. And it marks the incredible resilience, determination, and pioneering spirit that so many indentured labourers, or gyamityas, as we call them, endured. So I went specifically to visit this port and pay my respects not only to my own ancestors, but to all of the Indians who left, who came from northern India and left that specific port on ships that sailed all over the world to these British colonies.
So it was kind of a ceremony there.
It wasn't. I went on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but there was once a ceremony for this unveiling of the memorial, and I encourage other people of Indian heritage in Australia, if they also have a similar story to mine, mm-hmm. where they have family members, distant family members that originally came to other parts of the world out of India through that particular port, the Kidipur port, to visit it, because it's a lovely memorial and it does pay tribute. It's written in Hindi, it's mm-hmm. written in Bengali, and in English, and mm-hmm. I think it is. It recognises their incredible, pioneering spirit and the contributions they've made to their adopted countries.
That's
and
true.
Of course, their descendants have then gone on to make as well.
Yeah, exactly. And how many? I mean, the names of people were there.
They haven't kind of listed that so much. I did take a lot of photos. Because I thought that the wording was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
The wording talks about millions, though, if you were to put a number on it. It talks about, the thousands of indentured labourers, but mm-hmm. millions over the period that left that particular port, because there were also those that left India from Chennai as well, of course, that were from southern India. It's a way of saluting them and acknowledging that they haven't lost sight of their original ancestral home of India, of course. It's a hidden place to find, to mm-hmm. be honest. I think there's some scope for India to look at how it could make it more of a tourist attraction, or somewhere that visitors, people like myself and others with Indian ancestry, could visit if they have relatives that also left there. But for me, of course, I still have to visit Gwalior. I still have to visit where my great-grandfather actually came from, and some other parts of UP and MP as well that my other great-grandparents came from. But my time in India, I have visited Punjab before, and I've been to Amritsar and to the Golden Temple, a beautiful, beautiful place, and to other parts of India. But India, of course, is a very diverse country. So this was my first time visiting Kolkata, and it's a very vibrant city and has a lot of history, obviously, and it was a really lovely place to visit.
As you said, it's a very sensitive and touchy matter, remembering those who left their places, who left their families, who left their homes to go overseas, and some of them were successful. Do you have any family tree or something like that? How you are bringing all these things together?
Well, it's a work in progress, MP. Mm-hmm. It's certainly a work in progress. I guess, as I said, each time I visit India, I find out a little bit more. But I think at some point I might actually start to nut a lot of it down and work out exactly a whole family tree. Of course, like a lot of Indian families, though, my father has 11 brothers and sisters, so mm-hmm. I have many uncles and aunties all over the world. I've got many cousins that come from that as well. But that's what makes our family very enriched, I think, from that. So, yes, there's still a lot of work for me to do to trace a lot of these ancestors.
It's kind of both ways. Sometime back, we were tracing first settlers kind of from India in Australia. Now people are trying to find out their traces back in other places of the world or other places in India. So how do you feel? Both sides should have a kind of a department, or government should support each other, the people who want to trace their roots or ancestors. What should be done?
Look, I think that's a very important point. And I think, of course, there are, these days, a lot of people, no matter what your background, want to know about their heritage, their family history. And there are even, you know, private organisations like Ancestry.com set up in Australia looking into that. For me, having the Indian heritage on that side, I was very impressed by the National Library of Australia, which actually has documented, with the support of the UNESCO Memory of the World Register, a lot of the Indian emigration and those that left India to various colonies. And there, so there is a lot that you can find out from the National Library of Australia that's here in Canberra. On top of that, of course, the internet itself is quite useful.
Yes.
If even if you have just some documentation. For me, I had a copy, as I said, of Lakshman Singh, my great-grandfather's emigration pass. It had on it the boat, the ship number he left on, which was the SS Virawa.
Wow.
It had the date the ship left. I was able to work out from the internet that it was its second voyage, how many people were on the ship for 475. And so there is a lot that you can find out yourself if you have a little bit of information.
Yes,
but
right.
I do encourage people to look at the National Library of Australia for those that have that Indian indentured labour heritage in their family.
As I promised in the beginning that we won't talk about politics today, only personal matters, but in 2014, the president of India at that time was, I think, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee.
Yes.
He's also from Kolkata, West Bengal. Who awarded you Parvasi Bhartiya Samman at that time?
Yes.
Have you visited after 2014 and have you seen any major changes happening in India now?
Yes, I was very honoured to receive the Parvasi Bhartiya Samman, and it was indeed a very special, a treasured moment to receive that, to recognise the friendly relations between Australia and India that I continue to help foster in my role as an Australian Senator of Indian origin. I tend to go to India every 12 months.
Wow.
At the moment. So I'm very lucky in that regard, and it's usually for some work-related matter. But last year I also attended because I was the year before an observer in the exiled parliamentary elections for the Tibetan parliament in Dharamsala in Himachal Pradesh. So that has also allowed me to visit beautiful parts of near the Himalayas of India, and to see that the way the Indian government all of these years ago is continuing to allow Tibetans to be able to practice their culture, their religion, and so on in that part of India is very uplifting, because of course they were exiled out of Tibet. So. There's been a number of reasons. I would like there to be more time for me to holiday in India, to be honest. I'm yet to visit Goa, which a lot of my friends have told me to do. But over the years, my son, Jack, has also visited India a couple of times. And it's just, I have such fondness. I can see the economic development going forward in leaps and bounds. There's obviously going to be a lot of demands on India for infrastructure, needs for energy, and I'm hoping that Australia can continue to support India with its economic growth, because as it's clearly on the horizon of being, you know, one of the economic leaders in the world in the years to come.
Thank you so much for your time today, and I wish you all the best for tracing the roots of your family, because that's a personal side. We shouldn't forget our personal lives. We are always very, very busy with the business and working for others, but we should always maintain the personal side. So concluding remarks, anything else would you like to say about this?
I just thank you for allowing me to talk to your listeners today. If I can say to them, Sat Sri Akal, And I look forward to continuing to build the Australia-India relationship. I'm very proud to be in the Australian Parliament as someone of Indian heritage. It's a heritage I hold very dear. And the more I learn about that ancestral connection with India, the more I feel very enriched about not only my role in the Australian Parliament, but our country as being such a vibrant multicultural nation.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, MP.
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੀ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀ ਸੁਣਨ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ-ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸੋਮਵਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ੁੱਕਰਵਾਰ ਰੋਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਰਾਤੀ 9 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ 10 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਲਾਈਵ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਜਾਂ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ SBS ਰੇਡੀਓ ਐਪ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ www.sbs.com.au/punjabi ਤੇ ਜਾਓ।